Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night. However and whenever it is that you may be listening, we thank you for stopping in here on the Fall of the Spurs Dynasty podcast feed, and we thank you for stopping in for our Spurs Dynasty audiobook. For those who are new to the program, back in the summer of 2022, we created a podcast documentary series called The Fall of the Spurs Dynasty. It's a five-part series that's still available on this podcast feed. You can go back and listen to episodes as you so choose. And The Fall of the Spurs Dynasty led to this book that we wrote called The Spurs Dynasty, A Historical Account of the Most Successful Dynasty in North American Pro Sports. And the reason this book exists is because of the support of all of you listening to this show. All of your immense support has helped us create an audience for this book that is now available wherever it is that you get books. There's an ebook version on Kindle that you can purchase right now. One-click orders. You can order off Barnes & Noble, anywhere that you get books, or you can order directly from me and I'll get you 25% off on the book. Send me an email with the link in the description to this episode. It's Spurs' sixth championship on Linktree. Again, the link to that is available in the description to this episode, and my email is available there. It's takeiteasypod@gmail.com, except there's two D's in the word pod. So again, just copy it from the description to this episode if you want to purchase the book and get 25% off, order it directly from myself. Here on this podcast feed, we've been creating an audiobook experience over the past few weeks, and it's something I really wanted to do because, one, I'm a podcaster, I really enjoy this audio medium, and two, I wanted to give a reward to people who really, really love this podcast series. Those who subscribed wherever it is that you get podcasts, who listen to all five episodes, who months later have come back to this program and want to listen to the audiobook, I wanted to create an immersive audiobook experience for all of you. And now that the book is available everywhere that you get books, we're going to continue that audiobook experience with a chapter every week over the next few months until we complete this wonderful, wonderful book. So when we last left off the story, we were in the middle of chapter one. We were just completing the 1997 NBA draft lottery, and we were about to learn all about the first superstar of the San Antonio Spurs, regarded as the best basketball prospect since Akeem Olajuwon in 1994. David Robinson was born on August 6th, 1965. His father, Ambrose Robinson, was a member of the United States Navy, and Robinson moved frequently as a child. Once Robinson reached high school, his dad exited the military, and the family lived in Virginia. Robinson didn't start playing basketball until he was 17 years old, and was only motivated to play after he grew 9 inches in 12 months when he was 16. Robinson enlisted at the Naval Academy in 1984 and grew again from 6'6" to 7 feet tall during his first two seasons. Within 3 years, Robinson experienced a 1-in-a-million growth spurt of 16 inches, which dramatically changed his basketball prospects. Robinson won Conference Player of the Year in 1985 as a Navy sophomore, just 3 years after playing organized basketball for the first time. Robinson contemplated whether or not he should transfer from the Naval Academy for a possible NBA career. At the time, anyone who graduated from the Naval Academy was required to serve a minimum of 2 years in the Navy. Robinson ultimately decided to stay at the Naval Academy after receiving confirmation that he wouldn't be commissioned at sea, on account of his 7'1" tall stature. As his junior season continued, Robinson got more experience in just his fourth season playing the sport. He led all of college basketball in rebounds and blocks, made the All-American team, and won a gold medal at the 1986 World Championships with the United States national team. If he had been draft eligible, Robinson would have been the number one pick in the 1986 NBA draft. In his senior season, only his fifth year playing organized basketball, Robinson won National College Player of the Year and led the country in blocked shots for the second season in a row. By the time Robinson reached the 1987 draft, NBA teams had been waiting two seasons for an opportunity to select him. Teams were so eager to acquire Robinson that they didn't care if he had 2 years of military service to fulfill to the Navy. After the lottery conclusion, San Antonio Spurs general manager Bob Bass was asked by CBS's James Brown about drafting Robinson, despite his 2 years of military service pending.
Bob, congratulations, first of all. Clearly, David Robinson is a top pick in the draft this year, but he comes with some complications, that two-year military hitch. Will you still go after him?
We waited 14 years. What's two more? You know, what's two more?
While it was true that the Spurs had been an average team for four seasons, they also hadn't experienced the levels of futility as other teams in the draft lottery. The Los Angeles Clippers hadn't made the playoffs in 11 seasons. Cleveland had made one playoff appearance in the last nine seasons. These were the teams who theoretically would be rewarded by having high draft picks year after year. Instead, it was San Antonio, only 2 years removed from 12 seasons with George Gervin, who got lucky enough to land the number one pick teams spent years losing to acquire. The San Antonio Spurs drafted David Robinson, and Robinson reported to Navy submarine base Kings Bay in Georgia, where he would spend 2 years serving as a lieutenant in the Navy. In the 2 years of Robinson's absence, the Spurs lost in the first round of the 1988 playoffs, then finished with a new franchise worst record of 21 wins and 61 losses in 1989. The Spurs got the number three pick in the lottery and selected Sean Elliott from Arizona, who would join Robinson as part of their 1990 rookie class. The Spurs also traded for All-Star forward Terry Cummings from the Milwaukee Bucks, then traded for an aging former All-Star named Maurice Cheeks, who would later be traded to New York for a point guard named Rod Strickland. Because of a loophole in the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, David Robinson could theoretically return to the NBA draft in 1990 if he didn't want to play for San Antonio. Thus, Robinson's rookie contract with the Spurs made him the second highest paid player in the NBA, despite the fact he hadn't yet played in an NBA game. With the additions of Robinson, Elliott, Cummings, and Strickland, the Spurs improved by 35 wins in 1990, an NBA record at the time, finishing with the number two seed in the Western Conference and advancing to the second round against the number three seeded Portland Trailblazers. Side note, that NBA record 35 win increase year over year would later be broken by the 1998 San Antonio Spurs. Fun fact. The number one seed Los Angeles Lakers lost in a major upset against the Phoenix Suns, which meant that the winner of the best-of-seven series between Portland and San Antonio would be heavily favored to advance to the 1990 NBA Finals. In Game 5, with the series tied at two wins each, the San Antonio Spurs overcame a 17-point second-half deficit, and the game went into overtime. After a five-minute overtime period, the score was still tied, and a double overtime period was played. Portland won the second overtime after a 38-point performance from star point guard Terry Porter and 9 assists from Clyde Drexler. San Antonio won Game 6, which forced a win-or-go-home Game 7. With 2.5 minutes to play, the Spurs led the Trailblazers by 7 points, a trip to the NBA Western Conference Finals within their grasp. The Trailblazers scored 7 unanswered points to end regulation, which forced another overtime period in the deciding 7th game of the series. Portland went on to win in overtime by a final score of 108-105, and went on to advance to the NBA Finals against the Detroit Pistons. David Robinson was named NBA Rookie of the Year in 1990, made his first All-Star team, first All-NBA team, and the first All-Defensive team of his career. Over the next four seasons, David Robinson led the NBA in rebounds in 1991, blocked shots in 1992, and points scored in 1994, becoming the first player since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to lead the NBA in all three statistics. Robinson won the 1992 Defensive Player of the Year award while making an NBA All-Defense team all four seasons. Robinson was named the NBA's best center in 1991 and 1992, made All-NBA teams in all four seasons, and won the gold medal with the United States Dream Team at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. While Robinson posted Hall of Fame statistics, the San Antonio Spurs seasons were continuously ending with disappointment. Robinson's record-setting contract, combined with the NBA's new salary cap, made it difficult for the Spurs to sign and retain other great players around Robinson. The Spurs made the playoffs all four seasons from 1991 to 1994, yet only advanced to the second round once in 1993. Additionally, the Spurs had five different head coaches in those four seasons, going from Larry Brown to Bob Bass, Jerry Tarkanian, Rex Hughes, and John Lucas. An ownership change in 1994 brought stability to a Spurs organization in limbo for the previous 8 years. The team moved into a new stadium and hired Greg Popovich as general manager, who then hired former Indiana Pacers coach Bob Hill as the Spurs head coach. Returning to San Antonio was a lineup that included Robinson, Elliott, and Cummings, alongside with NBA rebounds leader Dennis Rodman and shooting guard Vinny Del Negro. Popovich's first acquisitions as general manager included a point guard named Avery Johnson, a forward named Chuck Person from Minnesota, and a veteran guard named Glenn Anton Doc Rivers, more famous for his time as a 23-year head coach after his playing career. In 1995, the first season under new leadership, David Robinson won the NBA Most Valuable Player, also known as MVP, award, and the San Antonio Spurs won a franchise record 62 games. San Antonio also finished with the best record in the NBA for the first time in Spurs history. And after defeating Denver and Los Angeles in the first two rounds, advanced to their first Western Conference Finals since 1983. In the 1995 Western Conference Finals, San Antonio was matched up against their cross-state rival Houston Rockets, the team whose tanking seasons led to the draft lottery system that allowed San Antonio to pick David Robinson. Akeem Olajuwon won the 1994 NBA MVP and led the Rockets to their first championship that same year. In 1995, Olajuwon finished second place behind Robinson for MVP and was present in San Antonio to watch Robinson receive the award prior to Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Kenny Smith, Olajuwon's former teammate and now a basketball analyst for Turner Sports, detailed to the Houston Chronicle Olajuwon's feelings after being in San Antonio to watch Robinson receive the award. Quote, "Robinson gets the award and I said, 'Doesn't that bother you?' He said, 'What?' I said, 'He didn't say your name.' He goes, 'No, Kenny, no, no, no. He deserves it. He is the best player this year, no problem.' When Akeem won the award, he told us he felt uncomfortable going to get the award if we didn't come with him. I felt slighted by Robinson not recognizing Akeem too. Mario Elie felt slighted. Everyone who was involved felt slighted for him, not recognizing Akeem, not recognizing us." End quote. After Robinson received the 1995 MVP award, Olajuwon scored 41 points, the most he had scored in his last 10 playoff games, and the Rockets won Game 2 in San Antonio. After the Rockets won twice in San Antonio, the Spurs won games 3 and 4 in Houston to even the series 2-2. In Game 5, Olajuwon scored 42 while holding Robinson to just 22 points, and the Rockets won in San Antonio by 21 points. In Game 6, Olajuwon scored 39 points, held Robinson to just 19, and the Rockets eliminated the Spurs and advanced to the 1995 NBA Finals. Smith recounts Olajuwon's reaction after defeating Robinson and the Spurs to the Houston Chronicle and on Turner Sports Inside the NBA broadcast. Quote, "I'm already on the bench, and Olajuwon looks over and goes, 'Kenny, I'm going to his house to get my MVP award.' I said, 'I knew it bothered you,' and we just started laughing." End quote. Following the defeat in the Western Conference Finals, the Spurs traded Rodman to the Chicago Bulls, then won 59 games during the 1996 season. Robinson was named the NBA's best center for the fourth time in his career and finished second place in MVP voting behind Michael Jordan. The Spurs advanced to the second round of the playoffs, where they would be eliminated in 6 games by the Utah Jazz. The 1997 season signaled the beginning of the decline in David Robinson's Hall of Fame career. Prior to the start of the season, Robinson suffered a back injury that kept him out for the start of the season. He would eventually return in December, playing limited minutes as he got his body back into basketball playing shape. After 6 games, Robinson suffered a broken foot, an injury that ended his season. Robinson was turning 32 years old, and at the time, there was very little precedent for a player with Robinson's 7-foot-tall frame suffering a major foot, knee, or lower leg injury and returning to the level of play they were at before. Injuries to Robinson and Elliott led to the San Antonio Spurs finishing 1997 with a dismal 20-win and 62-loss record, setting the franchise worst record from when they took Elliott in 1989. Bob Hill was fired as Spurs head coach during the middle of the season, and general manager Greg Popovich appointed himself as the team's new head coach. With George Gervin and David Robinson, the Spurs experienced very good success through the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s. They made the playoffs 10 years in a row with Gervin, 7 years in a row with Robinson, and played in 4 conference finals. And for all their successes, San Antonio had never won a conference championship or played in an NBA Finals. In their first 23 years, the San Antonio Spurs were a very good basketball organization, gifted to have 2 of the greatest players in NBA history play for them. In their first 23 years in San Antonio, 1997 would be only the 4th time the Spurs missed the playoffs. It would be 23 more years before the Spurs missed the playoffs again. Our full book, The Spurs Dynasty, a historical account of the most successful dynasty in North American pro sports, is available now. You can order the book wherever it is that you get books, and we have an ebook version on Kindle available with the link in the description to this episode. If you email me at takeiteasypod@gmail.com, you can get 25% off your order when you purchase direct from the publisher. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with Chapter 2, titled Fundamental. I bet you can guess what that chapter's about. Until next time, my name is Kyle Ledbetter. Thank you for supporting our dreams, and take it easy.